Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
How to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame.
Dire Straits bring us back. That's Mark Knopfler on the pick there. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Still mad, ladies and gentlemen. I'm still mad. I'm still ticked off at Equifax. They are such idiots. They're such a stupid company to let this happen to them. I do business with them. I promise you the bad guys have my information. So I'm worried, Scott. This Equifax breach, almost 150 million Americans, everything you can know about people, they know about it, and now the bad guys have that information. This is going to has a potential to wreak havoc on America. And Scott, it could be so bad that credit companies, banks, are actually worried that they're going to have to stop lending money because they don't know who they're lending to.
Well, you know, that's the thing. There are steps that they can take to be responsible, and they keep putting it back on the consumers. Okay, let's say they adopt a step like, oh, we have a credit request for a Jim Blasingame. Do we approve or not approve? Maybe instead of just looking at Experian or whoever else, they actually do the unthinkable and call you.
Call somebody, right.
Wow, how crazy would that be?
What a novel idea. What a novel idea, right? Yeah. So what can we do? What can we do, Scott?
Don't do that.
What can we do to help ourselves?
Okay, a few things. So, obviously, they've offered free credit monitoring. My fair approach on this is it can't hurt. Just realize it doesn't prevent anything. It just notifies you after the fact. So where it can be useful is if you're a victim of ID theft, it basically keeps track of it and lets you know so you can hopefully try and reduce what's often quite a pain in the neck trying to recover. A better approach, and you'll do this after you set up for the monitoring, is something called a security freeze, sometimes also called a credit freeze. Keyword there is freeze. You can do it with all three of the major bureaus. There's also a fourth one called Innovis, which it can't hurt as well. There are different fees for different states. They're normally pretty low. Often setting it up in the first place is cheap, if not very, like literally nothing.
Equifax ought to be giving that to people.
Yeah, they should. And what Equifax is doing, as well as the other ones, is telling people, well, gosh, a security freeze. Why don't you get this security lock? You can really control your account. That's a subscription service. Even if they offer it for free for a little time, right after the end of it, you're going to get a hard sell.
Yeah.
I find it kind of nauseating that they and the other ones are pushing credit locks right now.
I agree.
Stick with a credit freeze. And if you'd like details about that, there's a website that actually breaks it down in detail, step-by-step and state-by-state, because the fees aren't big, but they're there still. And that's consumersunion.org. You can literally just search the site for security freeze, and you'll get the article breaking it down state-by-state. Also, if you are actually a victim of identity theft, hopefully that won't happen, but if it does, those services are free. Mm-hmm. Another thing you can do is something called a fraud alert, which causes them to actually call you before giving any credit out. The thing is, a fraud alert only lasts for 90 days. You can renew it every 90 days, but you have to keep that in mind. Also, quick thing on the security freeze. When you set those up, what they'll do is they'll give you basically a PIN code, which will be used to unfreeze it either temporarily or permanently when you yourself want to get credit in the future.
Right.
There's also some recent complaint because each bureau does it separately, and Equifax was putting out PIN numbers that were tied to when people actually asked for it as opposed to randomly giving them a PIN code, which would be more secure.
Right.
So it's like a little salt in the wound. Here, you can set up the free service, but, oh, your PIN code isn't as secure as it should be, that kind of thing. But, yeah, credit slash security freezes are the way to go.
So a credit free, if you put a credit freeze, basically you're telling the world that for right now you're not borrowing any money, you're not asking for credit, and if anybody does in your name, they're fraudulent.
Yeah, and the thing is, what's different about that versus anything else is that basically blocks the process from happening. So what will happen is you go to ask for a loan, car loan or whatever else, and what you can do is you can actually even ask who you're talking to, okay, which credit union do you use or which one? And what they can do is they'll tell you, And then you can call them up and temporarily thaw, as they call it, the freeze, so that they can actually check. That's right. The way it works. You'll contact
so
them.
How would I unfreeze them?
Well, unfreezing, that's what that PIN code is for. You will right. either call up or you can sometimes do it online. I always prefer calling, obviously.
Right.
And what you can do is basically contact them. You give them that PIN code and you tell them, okay, I'd like to unfreeze it. It can be temporary or it can be permanent.
Right.
But if it's frozen in the meantime, anyone who tries to get into that account or tries to take out any money in your name, what will happen is whoever they're dealing with will have to check.
Folks,
and when they try to check, it's frozen.
This is something we got to do. I've got to do this today. I've got to freeze my credit today. Hey, Scott, good job today. Thanks for the great information. It was very valuable. We appreciate you very much.
Delighted to help. Always a pleasure.
Scott Arnold, ladies and gentlemen, thesecurityadvocate.com. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.